My name is Rohan Jain. I'm 18 years old. Today is February 6th. I'm speaking with Sangeeta Jain, who is my mom. And we are recording in Blacksburg, Virginia, and my mom is in Montgomery, New Jersey. So, let's begin. First question is, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories in your life, in your 54 years of life? What's the happiest memory you can recollect?
My happiest memory is when my both kids were born.
Well, it's one of your happiest memories.
When my first child was born.
Wow, when your other child was born is what you're saying.
I mean, pehle to tum happy tabhi hoge na jab tumhara first child born.
You're not happy when the second one's born?
Yeah, when I said both child were born, then you said you tell me one.
Okay. What was the feeling like? Were you more excited when, like, you found out you were pregnant, or like when you had the child?
I think when I found out I'm going to have a child, I was a little bit fearful because I thought I'm not sure if I'm going to be a good mom. But when I hold my kid in my arm, that was
like, that was the happiness in your life.
Yeah. Yep.
What was, like, the first thing that went through your mind when you had Taya?
The first thing went into my mind, am I going to be a good mother?
Really? That was, like, the first thought?
Mm-hmm. How I'm going to raise this kid, you know?
Is what you planned to raise Taya, how is that deferred to how you ended up raising him? Like, I'm sure when you had him, you were like, oh, we're going to do this with him. He's going to end up like this. Like,
I think the first half went well, as I planned. But when the kid starts growing up, they have mind of their own. Then whatever you plan doesn't go the way that you planned it, you know.
So what was, like, when you had Pei and probably started thinking about it, what was your, like, plan for him in his teenage years? Like, you're like, oh, in high school he's gonna be like this and he's gonna end up doing this with his life. Like, what was your idea when you first had him?
I think when I first had him, I never thought about high school, to be honest.
Okay.
I only thought, okay, I have a kid with whom I can play, I can raise him, you know, and this is it. This is my blood, you know. This is the first thing which I can say it's mine, you know.
Yeah. And also, I know that, like, you and Papa waited for, like, 8 years into your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So why 8 years? Like, what was in, like, the first 8 years that you're like, we don't need kids right now?
I think first 8 years because we moved from one country to another and we wanted to settle down.
Okay.
So a couple of years went by just in settling down. And see, ours was not a love marriage, right? It was an arranged marriage. Okay. So we wanted to know each other before we went ahead and had kids, right?
Yeah. And also, like, I know with, like, Indian culture, right, at least, like, what I've been seeing is, like, women, when they get into their 30s, they get, like, a lot of pressure of, like, oh, when are you going to have children? Was there anything like that with you, where you, people are like, when are you
going to
have
Yeah, I was pressurized. Yes, I'm not going to lie. Like, people were like, why are you not having kids? Do you have any health issues? Do you, you know?
Was there any other pressure from India? Like, because being a woman in India, in Indian culture, I understand there's, like, other pressures. So was there any other, because I know you work full-time with a job. Was there any other, like,
I think it came after Bhaiya was born. Like, everybody was like, why don't you remain home and take care of a kid? Do you have no money that you can't raise your kid without working, you know? And people did not understand that you don't just work for money. You have studied and you want to work because you want to work, you know?
So, like, what was, like, the response you would give people when people would ask you, like, why are you still working?
I think people did not ask me directly. People just talk to me indirectly, you know. So that's why I could not give them direct answer.
Oh, so like you'd hear through the grapevine that people are asking, like, why?
Some people ask me directly also. I mean, directly, indirectly to me. Why are you working? Why can't you be home? So I used to just tell them, I feel I can raise my kid and I can work at the same time, you know.
What about with, like, maternity leave and everything? Did you find any... So, like, recently, I watched a documentary about women wage gaps and, like, why that exists, right? So what they were talking about was the main... One of the primary factors is maternity leave. Mm-hmm. So during maternity leave, a lot of, like, when women have children, at that time is usually when people's careers start to develop. So when they have children, it's harder for careers to develop. So did you find that, like, having a child made it harder for you to, like, have a career in any way?
I mean, it made me a little bit harder because I wanted more flexibility in my job. So if my kids are sick or if they need me, I can be home with them. So for a couple of years, I have to wait for my next promotion.
Okay.
But otherwise, I didn't find that much difficult, you know, because I think once you have a will that you want to do both, you can do it, you know.
And also, like, we have, like, all the SG Jane group uncles, aunties, everyone like that. Like, how are they able, like, I think 4 out of the 5 aunties had, like, a job with kids.
Only 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Sonia auntie had it up. Very later stage.
Okay, so 3 out of 5 that had, like, jobs with children, did that in any way, like, give you assurance and be like, yeah, I can also, like...
No, actually, because they had it in their early age, and also, like, Smita auntie always had parents nearby, you know, and Dimple auntie's parents were with them, you know, when kids were born. Our parents could not be with us because of health reason or some other reasons, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit difficult for us, you know, but not hard.
Yeah. And also, I was thinking about this the other day, like, with me and Bear, we're going to have our, most likely, we're going to end up growing with our parents in the same country. Mm-hmm. So, like, how was, like, the experience of, like, not being near your entire family, especially with someone you only knew for half a year and you came mm-hmm. to a new country? What was that experience like?
I mean, sometimes I feel like because of the distance, we are not that close. But then I feel, no, maybe we are close because we still talk to them every day. We still go and visit them, you know, whenever we can.
Yeah.
So it both ways.
Right. Can you tell me, speaking on parents, well, this answer doesn't have to be parents, but... Can you tell me about someone who's had a large influence on your life and what life lessons did that person teach you?
I think it's my mom.
So Nani G.
Yeah. Because I saw her willpower.
Uh-huh.
How it helped her make it more strong.
So, like, what lesson... What was, like, the lesson that you, like...
Learned? Lesson is if you... No matter what, how hard your situations are, you can still win it with your willpower.
Right, and how do you see that, like, you use that in your daily life? Like, when, if you think about it, like, can you think of an example when you
use it? I use it at my work all the time. Even if I use it at home also. You know, when I have differences with daddy, but I know, like, if I'm right, I'm right. It gives me strength.
So,
to,
like,
believe in me.
Yeah.
And to do what I can.
Okay, move on. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel grateful that God has never taken away food from us, you know. We always had food on our table.
Right. Anything else?
I feel grateful that I have kids who still listens to me, you know. We have, like, you might laugh. Always, like, when you are parents, kids might argue with you. That is a part of life. But I still feel my kids are closer to my heart, you know.
Is there any like memories or moments in your life that you're grateful that it happened to you?
Am I going to school here in this country?
You're grateful for that?
I'm really grateful for that. Because what I am today, I mean, I got my education, my parents gave me education. But when I came to this country, because I went to school, I could find my own path, you know, to grow myself.
How much, okay, so like when you came to America, you didn't really know anyone other than Papa, right?
Yep.
So my question is how much do you think Papa helped you in like getting through this experience of immigrating to a new country?
He helped me grow the way I am today. Like my parents gave me the basic foundation, right? But to take that foundation and integrate in my life is what Dad gave me, you know.
Is there any like specific lessons that you learned, not directly, but like just watching his life? Is there anything that you helped learn from his life?
Determination. And you can do anything if you want to do it, you know.
I mean, you don't. Next question, what I'm about to ask you, like, what your answer won't be narcissistic, but it's like, what do you think that you were able to teach Papa? Is there anything personal?
It's very difficult to tell me what I taught him, right? Because it will be the answers from him.
Yeah, that's true. But is there any, like, specific things that you think, like, anything that you hope?
I think being more religious. Daddy was not religious. I think being with me, he started going to temple and things like that, which he never used to do earlier.
With religion, so me and Bea, as you know, we're not super religious in the way of like going to temple and all that. Do you ever get like disappointed that we're not like super religious people?
No, I don't get disappointed, no. Because whenever I have asked you to go to temple, you have always been with me to the temple.
Yeah.
And I myself is not a very religious person, like sitting, like I'm not religious like Sonia auntie or not, and I'm not religious. Yes, but I believe in God, that's why I pray every day in my own home, you know.
So like to you, what does like, why is it that you want us to be religious? Like what does religion mean to you?
I don't know if you remember or not, as you were growing up, I used to tell you guys always pray in front of God before you start your day.
Yeah.
It's not just because I wanted you to be religious, but I always wanted you to feel there is a superpower above you, you know. So always be afraid of that superpower.
So what has religion meant for you in your life? Not just recent life, but entire life.
Discipline. Religious brings discipline in you, you know. Because religion doesn't mean reading a Bible or reading a Quran or reading a Gita or reading a Bhaktamrapath, right?
Yeah. So, like, with religion, is it... What I'm trying to ask is, like... Is it that important that we follow Jainism or just have the belief of a superpower?
I feel that you should follow the right path.
Whatever that is for each person.
Whatever that is. For each person.
Okay. Have you ever been curious? Not curious about converting.
Like for me, Jainism for me only means that be vegetarian.
Okay.
Right, and that's I want my kids to follow that. You know.
If you look at your up, so like if we look at generations past, would you say that you're definitely like less religious than your parents?
Yes, I'm less religious. Meaning, like I go. Don't go to temple every day, but my parents always used to go to temple every day, you know. But they never told us that just going by temple you'll be religious, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that's just like a common trend these days, how like nowadays generations going on, people are just getting less and less religious?
I think they're getting more scientific, and if you can find a way to prove them that religion is equal to scientific method, you know. Maybe they will have more belief in religion.
So with me, like, I was, what I think about with that, with the whole science religion idea, is that there are certain things that science, there's only so much that science can explain, right? Mm-hmm. Now, a good amount of religion can be debunked by science, mm-hmm. right? But there's certain things that science can't bring you that religion does, right? Like you were saying with, like, religion brings you discipline, it brings you moral mm-hmm. codes. And I feel like that's what religion is more about, not just stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then also going along with the topic of religion, growing up, not that you were curious about converting, but were you ever curious about, like, other religions?
No.
Really, you never questioned, like, what are these other things about? Not about converting, but...
Yeah, I was always interested in knowing other religions, what they are, and how people are different in that religion than in my own religion. Is it just a cultural difference, or is it some other belief difference? But when I came to know about more and more religion, I always figured it out. Most of the religions are same, right? They all think they have somebody above them.
Yeah.
And they all have to pray whoever that person is, you know, above you. Right? And everybody in religion is fearful of that superpower.
Okay.
Whether it's Allah, whether it's Mahavir Bhagwan, whether it's Guru Nanak, whether it's Jesus, you know?
Yeah. And with Jainism, what do you think is the defining characteristic of Jainism?
Ahimsa, Paramodharam, non-violence.
So not being violent is like the thing that makes you Jain?
Yep. Because that also tells us that be vegetarian.
Okay.
And if you look at the 10 things, you know, if you're non-violent, right? Because they think if you drink sharab, right? You, in nature, after drinking sharab, you become violent, right?
Yeah. So that's right? Why we're not allowed to drink alcohol and whatnot.
Yeah. And then even they think if you're a meat eater, you are more prone to, because you can kill animals, then you are not fearful of anything.
So
right.
Would you say that someone who eats meat can't be Jain?
Jainism teaches you not to eat meat. But if you eat meat, that does not mean that you cannot be Jain.
Okay.
That means you're not following what your religion is teaching you, you know.
Yeah. And do you think, now I was thinking about this with diet. Like, me and Papa were talking about this with diet one day. So it's known that Indian people in general,
mm-hmm.
we're shorter and we're not as, like, physically strong. Not fit, but strong, like,
mm-hmm.
muscle-wise, compared to these, like, Scandinavian places.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think that, like, Jain diet hinders us physically? Like, do you...
Now, as I learn about more vegan diet and everything, right? They are saying it doesn't matter whether you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian, you can still have strength in you, and you know, so I don't think so that was a right fact, because in India also people are vegetarian and non-vegetarian.
Yeah,
right? So you will see person who is a non-vegetarian is also not that powerful, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or does not have that strength.
But I'm saying in general, right? Like, if you look at India's landscape of people, right? You'd say that the people who eat more meat, so like the Punjabi people.
Yeah, they're more...
They're bigger
well
and they're stronger and they're more well-built
yeah.
than, like, let's say the Jain kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So do you think that, like, diet is what comes into control there?
No, I think because people were not aware of the right diet.
Okay.
That's why they did not grow as much as the non-vegetarian people.
Okay. And then with me and Paya, right? We both grew up with the same diet. But why do you think that is that Paya was so much taller?
I think with Paya, I feel there is some genes in him, you know, which made him grow more bigger. Because he was born bigger.
Okay.
Right? Usually kids are born 17-inch, 18-inch. He was born 22-inch, you know.
Okay. How much was I born at?
You were born 19-inch.
Oh, okay.
So, right there, 3-inch difference, you know.
Yeah. So, actually, I was researching about this because I was wondering why is it that younger siblings are always shorter than older siblings, for the most part.
Maybe because moms are much younger, they eat.
I researched it, and it was that the firstborn child, the mom is fresh, right?
Fresh, yes.
It's her first pregnancy ever. Her entire reproductive system is fresh.
So and everybody pays attention to you. They give you more healthy food to eat, you know.
Your nutrients, it's a higher percent of conversion of the mom's nutrients to the fetus's nutrients. The younger siblings is after the firstborn child, the mom's like reproductive system and nutrient conversion is definitely depleted after it's already had a child.
That could be possible.
So did you see any like extra complications from my pregnancy versus Bhaiya's?
Actually ours was a little bit different than other people because my first child was born after my 30th
okay.
birthday, right? Usually moms, they become moms when they're 25, 26 years old, right? Mm-hmm. So right there we had some complication, me being mom first time after 30 plus, right? So that's why I had more complication at the birth of Bhaiya than you.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay, let's go on. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? Not from someone else teaching you, but your personal experience. What lessons have you learned from your personal experiences that have helped you grow as a person?
I think, to me, I always thought about other people before I thought about myself. And I think that was not good for my growth. Once I started understanding that I should be more worried and thinking about myself than others, you know. Because if I think about myself, I will keep myself healthy and then I can make other people health happy, you know.
What's like a specific moment in your life when you were able to like realize that? Like at what point did that switch flip?
Quite later in my...
Yeah, but can you like remember a specific time when it flipped for you? It wasn't like a specific flip, it was just a more gradual change. Okay. Is there anything that you've learned from your children? Is there anything that like me and Bhaiya taught you?
I have learned a lot from you.
Like what?
Like that I should not hide my emotions. And I should be very straightforward in talking to my kids, you know. Always tell what I feel. Because maybe we will have an argument for 5 minutes, but it will be better and healthy for a longer run.
Yeah. What about from Bhaiya? What did you learn from
Bhaiya? From Bhaiya, I've learned to be patient, you know.
Have you learned that, like, Bhaiya has taught you that, or from your interactions with Bhaiya?
My interaction with Bhaiya.
What, from, like, Bhaiya's life, like, you being an observer of his life, what have you learned by being an observer of his life?
I've learned that be patient, and things will turn out to be okay one day, you know.
Like, everything works out eventually?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. Okay, what's your favorite memory that you've had of me?
You know the letter you wrote me, Rohan? I don't know if you remember. I still have that letter with me, you know. And before that, I never thought you are such an emotional person. But when I read that letter, I felt I have a stronger connection with you, you know.
Wait, which letter?
You wrote a letter when you were in fourth grade to me for Christmas.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I think that letter was just about, like, if I could give you something for Christmas, what I would give you or something like that.
Yeah, that I will give you time because you run around, I see you.
Yeah.
Like, you wrote a lot about my life, you know.
Yeah. And with, like, emotions, me and Pear were just talking about this. About how me and you are definitely, like, more emotional people.
Yep.
Than, like, Papa and Pea.
Yep.
And we were just talking about, like, why we think it happened that way.
Why?
We don't know. I'm asking you, like, why do you think it's that, like, emotionally I'm more like you and emotionally Pea is more like Papa?
Is it because we both have Virgos?
I don't think astrological signs have... I never really believed in astrology. Because, I mean, Pea and Papa are different signs.
I can't even say that I am older in family and you are older in family because you are younger and I'm older.
Yeah.
So that also doesn't work out.
I don't know. Because it's not like Pea spent more time with Papa than I... Like, we both spent pretty equal time with each of you.
No, I think Bhaiya has definitely spent more time with Papa because Bhaiya used to be glued to Papa initial years of his life, you know.
But, I mean, I feel like sons are always just glued to their dads more in life, right? But I feel like Bhaiya was definitely more like... Like, you definitely put more attention on Bhaiya.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like me and Papa, like, our interest-wise... Actually, no, a lot of our interests align, too.
Mm.
I don't know, it's weird to think about, like, how, why...
Yeah, I don't know why we are both emotional, I don't know. And Bhaiya and Papa are not, I don't know,
like, what the connection is.
And emotional is also very... It depends, like...
I think
Papa is very emotional about his family.
Yeah, I think it's about showing emotions. Because, like... So, yeah, I asked Bhaiya about, like, when was the last time he cried. Right, and I was talking about how I only saw Papa cry maybe once in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, I've seen you cry on multiple occasions. Right, it's not like that. And with Bhaiya, too, I've maybe seen him cry on very isolated incidents.
So only when he cries with me.
Like, very isolated, very, like, probably like 3 times in his life I've seen him cry, maybe. So I think it's just more about how open. It's about more. It's not about emotional, but it's about openness with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. If you could hold one memory from your life, like for your entire life, what memory are you gonna keep?
My day spent with my younger years.
Well, like, one day.
One day?
Like, a single memory. What's your most, like, influential memory to your life? It doesn't need to be, like, your happiest memory. It doesn't need to be your... But just what memory, like, influenced your life and the way you see the world the most?
Wow.
I mean, any memory that you can think of from your childhood that really, like, sticks with you. Or, like, from any point in your life. Just a memory that, like, you really sticks with you. Like, for me, my memory that stuck with me the most is when we were in that subway earlier in my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was like, oh, I don't know if, like, what if I end up not liking architecture? Then you and Papa, like, talked me into, like, sticking with it.
Oh, and that was in the subway.
Remember that day in the subway?
Yeah.
And then you guys were like, if you love something enough, you'll work for it and it'll all work out. So that's like my most influential memory.
I think my most influential, I will say, is when my mom told me, even if you're a girl, it doesn't matter. Education will always remain with you. That will be like your gem, like your jewelry, you know. Which you can use it anytime when you need it. Whether you work or not, education always help you grow.
I mean, it seems like gender played a, like, how has gender played part of your life? Like, gender roles, anything with gender, has that ever, like, hindered you in life?
I don't know.
It's never, like, hindered you from doing something in your life? Does it ever...
I mean, it's just the culture of India, you know. Like, if you're a girl, don't do this because you're a girl, or you cannot do this because you're a daughter-in-law, or, you know, you're a wife, you know.
Do you see that changing?
I see that changing because I have become more bolder now, and I put my foot forward.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying in India. I'm saying, like, in India, do you see that?
Yeah, in India, definitely I see a change now, you know. My nieces and my, you know, I have seen them changing. They're not that fearful of being a girl or a boy, you know.
Like, how do you see their experience of gender differs from what you had to experience as a child?
As a childhood, I was, like, asked not to wear certain kind of clothes, you know, or not to sit like this, not to sit like that. You know, we were always told because we are a girl, we have to know our limits. But when I see Thriti, Kriti and all growing in the same household, right? They're not asked to come home early or, you know, they're not asked, don't drink. You can't have alcohol, you know. I mean, it's not like people like it when they do it, but they're not stopped.
Yeah, they're not stopped because they're girls. They're just stopped because of religion at that point.
Yeah.
Personally. How much of that do you think is just that, like, with Ritesh Mama's probably, like, he grew up with all sisters and he's definitely a lot more, like, open with gender roles. So, because, like, I noticed that Dhriti and Kriti are definitely, like, a lot less girly. Like, they're a lot less of girly girls. Maybe it's, do you think that's because, like, Ritesh Mama grew up around three, like, independent, strong women, so he probably wants to see his, like, daughters be the same way? Well, four strong, independent women.
Maybe.
So do you think that, like, played in the role of having...
Yep. And also maybe he saw how his own mother fought...
Yeah.
On her own, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Four women who are strong-minded people.
Yep. Yep.
And he probably wanted to push that onto his daughters with two daughters. Okay. We'll have this as the last one. Is how has your life been different than what you had imagined?
I never imagined I'll be somewhere far away from my family.
So, like, you at 20 years old, right, when you imagined what your life would be like, what are, like, the big things that were, like, shifts in image, beside just being distance?
When I was 20 years old, I know I'm getting an education and I always wanted to work. But looking at the other women of my household, like, after marriage, even if they were very professional, they never worked because of the social stigma that women were supposed to stay home, you know? But... when I got married and when I started working, my life totally changed from where I saw 4 or 5 years back, you know.
Do you think that if you didn't move to America and were still in India, do you think you would have been working after you had me in here?
No. I might not have been working if I would have been in India.
So you think being, like, around here, being around a more, like, progressive gender
society? If I would have been I would have been definitely asked my family to quit my job, yeah.
What about life for me and Paya? How has that been different than, like, for both of us? Like, when you imagined our lives progressing and all that.
I think I never thought about it, but now, after you have both grown up, and now I see Bhaiya, and I'm going to be very honest, see Bhaiya going into a relationship, you know, that would have been different if you guys were in India.
Yeah, for sure, because India is definitely a lot more conservative of a society, but, like, not based on country, but, like, let's say us, when we were, me and Pei, when we were 12 years old, 13 years old, right, before high school and everything, going into teenage years of our life, right, I'm sure you had an image of what our life would look like, and, like, what our college would look like, and what our career paths would look like, educational paths. How has any of that been different than what it ended up being?
I don't know. Somehow I thought, like, one of you will go in computer science engineering. And you, I knew, like, from a couple of years that you want to go into an architect, you know. Huh? But Bhaiya, I didn't imagine that he will go in public health field, you know.
Were you disappointed that any of us weren't computer science? Were you hoping?
No. Because both of you. To be honest, I was not disappointed.
Were you happy that we didn't go into computer science?
I was not happy and I was not sad, because that was my expectation that one of you will go into engineering side, you know. Mm. That was just an expectation, because I thought daddy's in engineering field and most of his family's in engineers, you know.
Yeah. Do you think Papa was saddened by the fact that none of us did what he wanted to do?
I can't speak for him, because daddy does not show emotions.
Yeah. No, because like I noticed with Nanni Bhai, right? Nanni Bhai is doing what Papa did. Right? I noticed that Papa and Nanni Bhai have like a very strong bond. Right? So I'm just curious. What?
But that way, daddy has more stronger bond with his sister also.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Do you think if you had another spouse that you'd be able to work in this country? Like, how do you think Papa, is Papa supportive of you, like, working?
But everybody supports. Like, I haven't seen, like, I know 5 other families.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not supported.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think, like, was Papa, like...
I think even if Papa was in India, he would have supported me. But the support was not from the daddy. It would have been from the other family members. You know?
So you're saying, like, Papa was leaning towards you staying at work?
Yeah.
Like, even when you were, like, had the news that, like, I'm going to be pregnant, was Papa, like, you should still go to work after you have Paya?
Yep.
Okay. Did you ever have, like, the inkling that you might not want to?
Yeah, there were some times when my work was very heavy, lift and shift, you know.
Okay.
And it was getting difficult for me to travel so far, you know. The morning, getting him ready, getting him dressed, putting him in. And I used to feel bad also, you know, for my kids, that they are not getting homely environment.
Yeah.
That's why I think I asked you and Bhai also one time, you know, like, do you think it would have been good for you if I would have stayed home, you know? I think I remember Bhaiya saying, yes, he always wanted to come back home and not go to the daycare. And you said you didn't care.
Wait, with what? Like, you going to work?
You not going to daycare and coming back home straight, you know, and me being at home. You
know? Well, with me, what I think now is, like, I'm glad that you did go to work.
At that time, you said you didn't care. Maybe you were too young to understand.
Probably, yeah. But, like, now when I look at it, I'm, like, glad that you did work. Because it's, like, a good thing to look up to someone who does work and, like, manage a household, manage a husband, works this full-time job, and, like, at a high position at her job, too. So it's a good thing that you did go back to work. is what I think.
It's kind of beanie.
But, yeah. Is there anything that you've wanted to ask me, but, like, you never...
Yeah, I wanted to ask you now, because now I feel I should ask you, you know.
I mean, you only have 5 minutes.
So, how... Now, as you have grown up, you think I should have done something different with you guys, you know? And if it was not me, some other mom, you know, your life would have been different.
I definitely don't wish I had another mom. I'm glad that you're a mom. You're fun, but you're strict enough. You're not crazy strict. And I think with both you and Papa, parenting-wise, it's more, it's not like direct parenting and like mentorship, but it's more about just like the people you are gives your children someone to look up to. Your work ethic, your like caringness and all that. So I definitely don't wish, but like parenting style, I'm sure like me as a child, I definitely wish like there was more leniency and we could have more freedom. Because like looking at other children here, they definitely had like a lot more like leniency with what they could do. But I mean, again, that's me as a child. I don't know what I'm going to think 20 years from now when we have children of our own. But
have you ever had talk with your brother about it?
About if we... no, well, me and Paya just talked about it, about like if... How would we raise our children differently? We said for the most part it would be the same way, but we both said we would definitely be a lot more understanding just because like we also grew up here, and if our children grew up here, like we would understand more about like American culture and like what their schooling is like, right? Like you guys don't understand what it is to be like Indian American learning here, right? You guys went to school where it was all Indian children, whereas me and Paya were like brown kids among all these white kids. You know, so I guess that way would be different with us because like we would understand that aspect of.
But life. Will you bring your kids as vegetarian?
I think it would depend on. Well, for me, it depends on spouse, right? But I wouldn't force my kids to be vegetarian. I'd give them the option. I know I'm going to be vegetarian for my entire life, depending on my spouse, if she's non-veg, right, I'd give my kids the option, I'd be like, okay, well, we are Jane, and we don't eat meat, but it's up to you if you want to take that decision or not.
But why not make them vegetarian?
Because I don't want to force them to do it, because half of their family does, like, assuming, like, let's say in Paya's case, right, his girlfriend eats meat, he doesn't. Right, I don't think it would be right for him to neglect his children's 50% of their lifestyle. You know, 50% of their genetics eats meat; the other 50% does it.
I'm a young man.
So, but then, like nowadays, people are saying it's good to be vegetarian. So you're not going to tell your kids that it's good to.
I'm definitely going to tell them the benefits and give them the good sides of it. But I'm not going to force my children to be vegetarian. I'd give them the option. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you can force upon someone. With me and Pei, you didn't force us to be vegetarian, but we made the choice to be.
Okay, like kind of you forced.
I mean, yeah, because you never ate meat when you were growing up, and you never told us to. But
was a forced.
But in a way, like it's like you can't stop us from not eating meat, but just that we make the decision not to, right?
But we also forced you. We didn't let you buy anything, right? You
Yeah, but you didn't like buy anything in the home, but like me and Paya definitely ate out, right? We easily could have ended up eating meat and being like, okay, let's try it. But me and him both made the decision not to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah, I wouldn't force my kid to be Jain or religion. I would just give them the option on what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce them to it, make the case. I'd definitely ask you to make the case, not Papa, because Papa doesn't know too much about Jainism. But I would definitely like ask you to sit down with me and Pear's children and give them the case of Jainism, but definitely not force.
But I never even gave you anything about Jainism. I only told you to be good human beings.
But we like grew up with it. Pear would have 50% of his side explaining like Judaism, you know. So I'd give the kids a choice. Anyway, we have like 19 seconds left. But yeah, it's good talk. And cool.